السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Security and military cooperation with the disbelieving countries, especially America, is a massive treason and prohibited according to Sharia. Translated. Since the signing of an agreement making, quote, Tunisia in the position of an ally of America from outside the NATO alliance, end quote, in 2015, Tunisia has become an advanced base for the American forces in North Africa, where the American army has taken some Tunisian military bases as a base for its intelligence work on the neighboring countries and a hotbed for its forces on the soil of Tunisia under the pretext of developing the capabilities of the Tunisian security cadres in the war on, in parentheses, terrorism, which was implicitly confessed by the late president, Beji Caid Essebsi, on the Tunisian El Hiwar TV on November 22, 2016. More seriously, General Stephen Townsend, commander of the U.S. Military Command in Africa, AFRICOM, said on May 28, 2020, in a call with former Defense Minister Imad Al-Hazqi about the possibility of, quote, using a U.S. brigade to assist the security forces, end quote, in Tunisia, in the presence of the Russian military activities in the background in Libya, which means AFRICOM's intention to increase the deployment of combat forces in Tunisia under the guise of training our security and military forces, which threatens the country's sovereignty and independence. After that, it is reprehensible that President Kais Saied received this general at the Carthage Palace in the presence of the Minister of Defense Ibrahim al-Bartaji on Wednesday, September 9, 2020, under the pretext of bilateral cooperation, especially in the military field and the fight against, in parentheses, terrorism, as AFRICOM was originally designed to dominate Africa, plunder its wealth, and colonize its people, in addition to fighting Islam under the pretext of fighting terrorism. The military and security agreements and arrangements concluded with the disbelieving countries headed by America are high treason and forbidden according to Sharia, the perpetrator of which deserves severe punishment in this world and shame and torment in the hereafter, because it means the control of the disbelievers over the Muslims and their countries. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَلَنْ يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ سَبِيلًا
And never will Allah give the disbelievers over the believers a way to overcome them. Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 141. It also means helping these disbelieving countries to kill Muslims and spy on them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ
And cooperate in righteousness and piety, and do not cooperate in sin and aggression, and fear Allah. Indeed, Allah is severe in penalty. Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 2. It also means taking the unbelievers as allies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
لَا يَتَّخِذِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ
Let not believers take disbelievers as allies. Surah Ali Imran, Ayah 28. O people of Tunisia, surely America, which has provided $1 billion in military aid to Tunisia since 2011, will not stop its carrot and stick policy with Tunisia until it raises the American flag on a piece of our dear land as a military base for its forces provided to them by the puppet rulers. Indeed, you have a lesson in the U.S. Embassy's seizure of the lake's land due to their cunningness and the complicity of the rulers. Verily, Hizb ut-Tahrir is reviving your eagerness, especially the people of power and opinion, to work with us to establish the Khilafah al-Rashida, the rightly guided caliphate, upon the method of the prophethood, to liberate our land and restore our decisions and the rule of our Lord's law. For Islam and the Khilafah alone are our salvation. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilayat Tunisia. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.